Greetings, aliens. It is me, your one and only host, Miss Ella Sanchez of the Nadie Preguntó podcast, because truly nobody asked for this podcast whatsoever. I'm having a blast, and I hope you are too. Fellow friends, now you can see me. You guys can finally see me. So, wow. What a time do we have to catch up on? Honestly, I don't know how long this episode is going to be. I have soup waiting for me to heat up right now, so I'm pretty hungry, as I always say, quite literally every episode. But anyways, yeah, I don't really know what else to say. Happy Women's Month, you know. Got love women. Shout out women. Love them. But anyways, I'm gonna keep this intro really short. Yeah, I went MIA last week because I had family in town. I have family in town again, but I'm so fucking over it. So, yeah, family time is great. Yeah. So anyways, yeah, let's just get right into it, okay? Let's just get right into it. For those who don't know, I'll be reading off my notes I took that I was meant to do for the last podcast episode. But for this episode, on my phone, on my Google Docs here, it's also been a very stressful, a very stressful weekend, to say the least. So, that being said, let's get into the episode. And we're back, ladies and gents. So, I want to say, for those who don't know, I have been dedicating every episode since I've been, you know, doing my comeback for this podcast that I literally went almost a year MIA for. Ever since the comeback, I've been dedicating every episode to at least dedicate every episode to what's going on in the world. And particularly since you read the title of this podcast, it's going to be dedicated to, you know, it is Women's History Month and just overall Women's Month dedicated to us. So I will be talking about a bunch of stuff today. We're going to have some laughs. We're going to have some giggles. But I really don't want to get into that unless I talk about the real seriousness of what women are going through around the world in Palestine, the Sudan, the Democratic Republic of Congo, all that. So I'll have all the same sources I've been, you know, using and everything else I've mentioned in the description today, as always. But more importantly, I feel as if this episode is dedicated, and also this month and overall, I'm thinking of the women around the world, Palestinian women, Congolese women, women in the Sudan. And I really think the world would not function without the women that we have in this world today. And it's also, I'm going to dedicate this episode to them in particular. And also, I want to read a quote as to like how personally I'm feeling with everything going on in the world, by the journalist Lestia from Gaza. So she's a journalist from Gaza. She had to flee to Australia, and now she's currently in Australia. And she posted 5 days ago. She was like, day 157. At this point, I feel so speechless. What more should I say or shed the light on? Everything has been said, yet nothing has changed. And honestly, I feel that way as well. I feel like I want to keep dedicating every episode to what's going on in the world, but it feels like as if it's so lonely and so isolating, the fact that I really feel alone in this as well, you know? Being as it may, moving through the world as it is going on, like, life keeps moving on, and it feels like, you know, it's important to keep that in mind and what's going on in this world and move through that, you know, be more grateful for what you have. And I'm thinking of the women in the world right now suffering genocide, suffering trauma of any kind, sexual trauma, learning to be themselves again from sexual assault, everything under the sun, everything else that I can, like, everything that you can think of. And I hope that there are better days for you. I hope that there are better, easier days in your coming time, and that it only gets better, it only gets easier, and that you learn to live and cope, and find some inner peace. And with that being said, everything will be just like, will be in the description, just sources, who to follow, just, you know, keep updated on what's going on and like move through the world in life and just keeping them in mind, keeping women in these countries in mind and not forgetting about them either. Oh, sorry guys, that was my cat. He just sneezed. Bless you, Noche. But anyways, on to today's episode. But I will be moving through this life and the rest of however it feels and however long, dedicated to women around the world suffering injustices and hearing the horror stories I have heard from these countries and what these women are seeing and dealing with. It just feels so unfathomable And on top of that, it feels so unreal. Like it feels like that's just like something you only hear in movies, and it's very real. So with that being said, we're gonna have fun today in today's episode, but also let's just take some time to think about these people around the world, and particularly the women around the and in these countries. And so with that being said, I proceed. I'll see you guys on the other side. And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. So wow. Wow, okay. I don't know where to begin, to be honest. But to state the elephants in the room, to acknowledge them, this right here is my little straw for the cucumber lemonade I bought like 6, 7 hours ago for, lunch. But I postmade it when I shouldn't have. But I had a quesadilla this morning, or this afternoon, if you will, for lunch. And honestly, that shit was bussin', and I got a cucumber lemonade. And you know what? I'm gonna slurp that shit, and you're gonna hear it. And then too, I did mention last episode I would get a better camera, and honestly, I am working on that, but unfortunately, the job that I have, cutting hours. And on top of also that, I fucking hate it there. We already talked about that last episode. It's a fucking nightmare out there. I'm not even gonna get into it anymore because I'm so sick and tired of talking about it. But anyways, and those number three, the elephant in the room, I'll be reading all of my notes from my phone since I have a Google Doc with all of my notes and everything else. But yeah, guys, happy Women's Month, Women's History Month. I actually don't even know if it's Women's History Month or Women's Month. I just know it's about women, and you read the title. I love women. Women are great. Love them. And for today's episode, the inspiration for today's episode, I always start with inspiration throughout the week or what's going on in my life for the most part, as to like, why I want to dedicate every episode to what it is every episode. And since it is Women's History Month, Women's Month in general, I just wanted to say I love women. Shout out to y'all. I love y'all. And women in general are including trans women and just every woman, every black and brown woman, all of that important stuff. Okay. And so I actually wanted to start this episode by personally myself talking about my current favorite like businesses, products and stuff like that I really am loving right now. And they're just like silly little things that I love that are women owned, women created, women founded, if you will. So I'm just going to start with my current favorite businesses at this point, and then just like overall what's like I'm really getting into lately. Number one, currently I am super into like prebiotic, probiotic sodas, like sparkly, fizzy stuff like that. Not fizzy water. Fuck that. I don't do that shit. That's just not for me. But what I wanted to say is that like I'm really into like fizzy drinks that aren't really soda. Like I just love prebiotic, probiotic, like fizzy drinks. Like they're called soda essentially, but they're like more of like they're not really. They're like a healthier version of soda, if that makes sense. For those who don't know what it is, Google it. That shit's amazing. And with that being said, my number one currently on the market that I'm obsessed with is called Wild Wonder. So the founder is Chinese American Rosa Lee, and I actually took a screenshot of what she has on her page. Which also, by the way, if you go to the Wild Wonder website and get yourself, a little sparkly, sparkly drink. Personally, my two favorite flavors are the strawberry passion flavor and the mango gold flavor. Delicious, 10 out of 10, super fizzy, and it gives you like a Celsius like energy drink vibe because it comes in like one of those cans. It's just like such a vibe, like something about cracking open, especially during the summer that's coming up right now, spring summer, cracking open like what's it called, a what's it called, like a sparkly drink, like soda, even like a beer, like something ice cold. It's just mwah, something that gives me a serotonin level boost that I will never be able to comprehend. But to the founder of Wild Wonder, the energy or not energy drink, but prebiotic, probiotic drink. According to her website, she has a little Meet Our Founder little page, so I'm gonna read it. Hello, Rosa here, founder of Wild Wonder. Growing up, my Chinese grandma brewed tonics with symphony of wild herbs and botanicals that soothed my stomach and lifted my spirits. Wild Wonder reimagines the healing drinks of my heritage, where herbal wisdom and gut healing superfoods meet big fruit flavors. Because better gut health should be as easy as popping open a can and as delicious as a California produce stand. a vibe. That last line. Yes, girl. Yes, girl. I'm obsessed. Honestly. Ooh, honestly, I will be drinking this all summer when I don't feel like drinking alcohol or an energy drink or coffee. It's just going to be like me personally lately, what I've been doing, I have this like very bad addiction to like these sparkly drinks, prebiotic and probiotic drinks, is like I need to have my caffeine intake. Just something about having a caffeine intake is just everything to me. And so I have been like having caffeine. Whatever fuel method that is, whether it's a Celsius, whether it's an iced coffee, whether it's a chai latte, a matcha, whatever, any of those four will suffice and give me the desire for caffeine in my life. But I like to have that same energy of like a, you know, a prebiotic, probiotic soda, because it's like, when you think about it, it's like you're having like another drink of the day. That isn't bad for you. That's not going to fuck up your stomach. That's not going to make you gain any weight. Like, I don't know. Wild Wonder, Miss Rosalie. I love you. And you can please sponsor me. I will drink that shit up in one breath. And then number two, my second woman-owned business, woman-founded, is going to be feminine hygiene related. So Honey Pot. For those who don't know Honey Pot, first of all, I love the name of Honey Pot. I think it's the cutest name ever. My friend Taylor actually put me onto Honey Pot. She was telling me how their pads are really good. They're like herbal infused. I don't know. I haven't used their pads personally, but I love their tampons. So Honey Pot was founded by Beatrice Dixon. I've been using Honey Pot literally every cycle ever since I got introduced to it. I think it was like my friend Taylor told me about it in the pandemic. And ever since then, I've just been using Honey Pot. Really great feminine hygiene. Okay. We're not going to do this right now. Sorry, baby. But yes, Beatrice Dixon, for my girlies out there that don't know about Honey Pot, I feel like Honey Pot's like very well known at this point. It's available at Target. Highly recommend. I haven't had their pads, like I've mentioned, but their tampons, chef's kiss. Their cotton and the tampons are organic, like just super, super like safe, if that makes sense. I don't trust any of these like Tampax Pearl bullshit like that. I don't know where the fuck that's been. And also I came to hear that like these companies legally don't have to tell you what they use to make the tampons and feminine products. So I will not be trusting that. I will be trusting whatever the fuck I see on that damn ingredient box, if there even needs to be one. So not for me. Not for me. Honey Pot, I love you, babe. And so, oh, actually, let me read the reasoning why Beatrice did this whole lovely creation of Honey Pot. So Beatrice Dixon is the founder of the Honey Pot Company, a plant-based feminine hygiene line created to provide women with healthy alternatives to feminine care. The Honey Pot Company began with a dream, literally. In 2014, Dixon was struggling with an ongoing case of bacterial vaginosis, BV, if you will. As someone that experienced that when I was in really early high school, it's not fucking fun. It literally feels like it never fucking ends, but it does come to an end, I promise you. If you're suffering with that, ladies, and other women around the world, other baddies around the world, I'm telling you right now, there is an end, I promise. You will see the light one day, and we will actually find peace. But let's start with Honey Pot first. And so, my third woman-owned product slash business slash founded, woman-founded, is the brand Set Active. It's an activewear brand, just like an overall selling basics, sweats, like all that kind of good stuff. A bit pricey, honestly, but me personally, I wanted to buy their leggings. I think their leggings are probably me personally my favorite on the market. My current favorites from them at the moment, like in regards to like their fabrics for their activewear, would be the fabric Sculpflex. It's like more of like, you know, tighter, really shapes the body nicely, really contours the body very nicely. And to their sport body fabric, it's like more like buttery. It's like more of like that, not as like compressive, if that makes sense. It's like compressive enough but not like over the top. I have all of their bike shorts and Sculpflex. I'm more of a Sculpflex girly. But the owner and founder is Lindsay Carter. I've met her like 1,000 times. They have like a bunch of events in LA, so I've been to like their store in LA. I've been to like all of their branding events. Highly recommend though. A bit on the pricier side, but if they ever have a sale, I recommend you grab either Sport Body or Sculpflex. Number five, either 4 or 5. I'm gonna say the sunscreen Supergoop. I didn't actually know Supergoop was woman founded until I googled it, and I was like looking at like what brands do I currently use that I don't even know that are woman founded or woman owned. So I decided to add in here Supergoop sunscreen, just like Supergoop sunscreen. They do facial products, just like skincare overall, but like more focus on sunscreen. Then the founder, she is Holly Thagard. I didn't really get too much info on like the meaning behind Supergoop or anything like that. I just found out that they're women owned. Highly recommend. Their Unseen sunscreen though, chef's kiss, and you're gonna need it for the summer. Don't forget your sunscreen whenever it's sunny out. I also forget that myself, but just reminding y'all, reminding myself. And then lastly, but certainly not least, last on my list right now that I've been addicted to religiously as of a couple weeks ago. Not even like 2 weeks have passed since I got into this. Also that is my cat's automated litter. And also that's a reminder that I have to empty the bag very soon. But anyways, last on my list, True TRU, just true without the E, protein bars. And they're actually now at Costco. I actually got into the Costco regime. I have a black card. Thank you very much. I have a black card now. I'm officially a Costco member as of late December last year, highly recommend. I love Costco. It took me a very long time to be part of the gang, but I got into it. And so with that being said, True Bar protein bars. So me personally, the reason I started looking at protein bars was because I drink creatine in the morning before I work out. And I don't like to eat anything before I work out. Literally just water, creatine, that's it. I don't want anything else. But for those who do have creatine in the morning and they have had a creatine, you apparently can't have it on an empty stomach, which I usually do. And it makes me so bloated. It makes me feel so bloated and it's so painful. I just was like, if I'm gonna have creatine in the morning, the very least I can get a protein bar. But it is very sweet. Not like what's it called? It's not like sweet in the sense that it's like overbearing. It's just like if you're not like a sweet person, I'm usually not. And also I can see how like in the morning, why do you want something sweet? Apparently some people like that. But if you're into that, I highly recommend them. And they're also just fun to have during the day. I bring them to work with me all the time. And I will be getting more because I only bought 2 boxes and the 2 boxes are going quickly in my life. I've been eating them crazy. They come in 2 flavors. It's like glazed donuts and then the second one is like cookie dough. I personally have been fucking with the glazed donut because I read the boxing. I was like, glazed donut? Like, what the hell? I've never seen a protein bar. It's always chocolatey. It's always like peanut butter flavored. It's always like chocolate related, but it's never been glazed donut. So I was like, fuck it. I'm onto this. And I found out that True Protein Bars is now at Costco and woman owned and founded. So the founder is Erica Grusman. I don't know if that's how I say her last name, but I highly recommend. And I think I actually forgot to add my last one and like stuff I've been eating, products I like that are women owned and founded. Is I want to say the brand Poppy, also a prebiotic probiotic soda. I don't remember the name of the lady, but we can Google it really quick. Let's do a quick Google search. Poppy is very popular right now. Poppy as in popular. Let's see. Poppy founder. Allison Ellsworth. Yeah. She is the founder of, or the co-founder of the brand Poppy. I recommend, I wasn't really into Poppy. Like some of their flavors are not my favorite. I had like the first time I had Poppy was the grape flavor because I went to Target one day. I wasn't really fucking with like, they didn't have any other flavor aside from the grape one. I was like, man, I've been hearing about Poppy, 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 and I just haven't had it. So I was just like, I want to try it. It tasted like, honestly, like medicine, but then I gave it another shot. I went to Ralph's. For those who don't live in California, that's like the supermarket here. And I went to Ralph's and I just was like, doing some last minute shopping for like this ingredient list I wanted to make. I was making soup, so I like needed last minute ingredients. And so I go and then I stop by that section where they had like prebiotic, just like little, just fun drinks that aren't energy drinks. And I found the brand Poppy and I was like, they had more flavors. So I was like, well, I've been hearing the brand and I was not quite impressed with the grape flavor, but we're gonna give it another shot. So I tried the watermelon, the raspberry rose, and I had some, oh no, it was those two. And then I had a third different brand of prebiotic, probiotic soda. I don't remember the name of the brand, but it was something like that. And so with that being said, I tried the watermelon flavor, y'all. I will be ordering that in bulk very soon. Just you wait. It's addicting. The Poppy watermelon flavor. It's like a green bottle, and it's also very aesthetically cute. It's like so adorable. I'm obsessed with it. So another woman's brand and company to follow and add to your list. That shit is so good. That shit is so impressive. So amazing. So good. Highly recommend. But now, friends, I don't know how long this episode is going to be. I just wanted to shed light on like my current favorite things right now, current things that I use on a daily basis, just like to put y'all on. Or if you guys are, you know, male identifying or men listening to this, you can actually like recommend to your women friends, women coworkers, women in your life, you know, to just like see what's out there and, you know, put them on. But yes, I highly recommend all these brands and businesses. And yeah, that's just really what I have to contribute to Women's History Month, or at least right now, in regards to like, you know, spreading the word of what's going on. But now we get into today's episode, like the heavy, heavy stuff, like the realness of what it means to be a woman, all that good stuff. And for those who don't know, I'm currently about to be 25 this year. And I really hate having to admit that, but I have been having a very hard time, like a really, really deeply hard time with aging, and not even like the aging aspect. I don't really give a fuck if I have gray hair right now. I don't give a fuck if I have ganas right now. It's just the way of life. Ganas just show that you have some wisdom, experience of life under your belt. I'm not really ashamed about it, nor will any of you bitches out there make me feel shame for it. I proudly wear my ganas. Unless I have too many, then I just like pluck them. But right now, you can't see them, but I have plucked a little bit of them because they were a lot. But nonetheless, at 18, I got my first one to inaugurate what it means to be an adult at that time. But with that being said, this episode, like I said, I don't really know how long it's going to be because I feel like I don't really know what else I can say about being a woman. There's so many integral parts of it. And I didn't really write too many notes about that because I feel as if it just needs to come from the heart and just like what I can think about and what I'm dealing with in life currently. And for those who didn't see my last episode, I have been dealing with a little bit of an existential crisis. But I feel as if my existential crisis has been going on since I turned 20, if I'm being very honest. Like, I feel as if I went kind of down the rabbit hole of kind of trying to give myself meaning, trying to understand what's meant for me, not trying to make the wrong mistakes. And I feel like that's also like being an adult, but moving through that kind of light of being almost 25 and, you know, kind of trying to navigate through that. I was actually talking to this person at my job that I actually hate, so we had a nice moment, which was very bizarre, like very bizarre. She's a bit older than me. I think she's like maybe early 40s or something like that. And she was telling me how we just kind of talked about age and stuff like that. And I was telling her like, yeah, I'm gonna be 25. She's like, girl, you're a baby. You have so much left. Like you have no idea. But trust, like your hormones and everything else are gonna change when you turn 25. Then the next time it happens to you is going to be 27, then 30, then 35. And I was like, ooh, I can finally feel it. But I feel as if like I feel like I've reached a level of like womanhood where I feel like me personally, I'm not going to sit here and say I know what I want out of life or in the regards of like dating and stuff like that. Because I don't know. I feel like I have an idea of it and like what I will tolerate versus what I won't. But what I do know for a fact is I feel like the biggest lesson of being, you know, almost 25, moving through my 20s, being a young woman officially kind of, and my brain is going to officially stop developing at 25. Hurts to hear and it hurts to say, honestly. But I feel as if like I've learned the biggest lesson as I've learned being a woman turning 25 this year is when to put your foot down for a lot of things. I know it's scary. I know it's hard. And as a society very much shuns women for putting their foot down, speaking up for themselves and being passionate or just having like no tolerance for bullshit. And whatever an aspect that means, it doesn't have to even necessarily be dating. It can be in friendships. It can be in the workplace. It can be in the academic life. It can be anywhere and everywhere. And I really want to shed the light on like putting your fucking foot down. this woman's history month, this woman's month overall, learn to put your foot down on so many things. Put your foot down on yourself, if anything. Like, learn to, like, say no to yourself. Learn to say no to others. Learn to not tolerate shit when you don't want to fucking tolerate it. And that might lose a lot of friendships. That might make people angry. That might make people so upset. That might disappoint them. But you're literally just a girl. Like, there's that. And also on top of that, I feel like that's, like, the hardest lesson as women, to really learn to put your foot down, really learn to fucking speak up for yourself and not tolerate any bullshit from any person, let alone a man. So, yeah. And it's hard. I'm telling you guys right now, what happened to me this past, like, weekend and this, like, past work week, I had to make a really big decision in regards to my job at the moment. I'm not going to say what. But I am going to say that it was very hard for me. And yesterday I spent the whole day, I'm talking like I got home from work at like 2:30. And I spent the whole afternoon drafting up what to say, drafting up if I should even go forward with this decision I had to make in my workplace. And a part of me also, I was reaching out to other people in my life, telling them this, and they were like, girl, it's time. It's time to put your foot down. You always like to be proud. You're very disciplined. I've been getting that a lot lately, that I'm very disciplined. I'm very, really strict about things. And usually I'm never sorry about it. Usually I move through that and I don't fucking apologize for it. I don't care who gets messed up in the way. I don't care who gets in my way. I'm going to put my fucking foot down. And as of yesterday, it really challenged me. It really scared me. I was like, I usually never, ever shy away from putting my foot down. And like yesterday, I really had to. It made me scared. I was actually scared for once about something, which is really rare for me. And with that being said, like I had to bite the bullet and make the decision I was scared to make. And I finally did it. It took me the whole day, the whole rest of the day. I was going to record actually yesterday, this episode, but that took up all of my day. A part of me was like, no, I shouldn't make this decision. It's all in my head. Like, this isn't me. This isn't me. Like, I'm not doing the right thing. And then I got reassurance from other people and they were like, yeah, girl, like, it's not in your head. It's not. Don't believe what's being gaslit to you. Like, just actually go through with it and actually put your foot down for once, like right now, more than ever. And I was like, I think it's time to do so. And that's what I did. And I don't know what the future of that is going to hold, but it's going to be quite interesting how things pan out. And so with that being said, it's quite difficult to move through life right now. And overall, when to put your foot down is very difficult. It's not easy and it does take time. And I'm very proud to say that I do it well. And I do it for the most part, like a good 90% of the time. I'm not afraid to do so. But that 10% yesterday, I was very scared. I was very scared to put my foot down. I was very scared to stand up for myself, which is really rare on my occasion. And it's like those experiences that really make you who you are and really show you what it means to be a woman, and especially dealing with another woman in this scenario that I'm speaking about. It's quite hard. It's quite difficult. And I don't know, like, it's hard, you know, but what I want to say is that don't be afraid to put your foot down on a lot of things. Don't tolerate things. And it's going to be hard, you know, some days it's going to be harder to put your foot down in other scenarios than it is with others, but it's so necessary and it's so important and it's so something that you really need to just register in your head. Oh, okay. By the way, y'all, I do have a neighborhood cat that visits the whole neighborhood, and she's like currently outside right now, so that's why he's currently acting like this. But anyways, but yeah, I feel like that's a big lesson I've been learning recently, to like learn to put my foot down more than ever, you know, not tolerate things. And number two, I want to say to just be upfront about everything when it comes to friendship, when it comes to dating, when it comes to career, when it comes to everything. Like, if you know what it is that you desire, in anything like work, career, dating, all of that good stuff. If you know what you want from it, whatever it is, fucking tell it. Say your truth, speak your mind, be upfront about it, and don't apologize for it, and don't negotiate those things, because there are just some things, like, essentially your non-negotiables of many things. You should have a non-negotiables list about dating. You should have a non-negotiable list of career. You should have a non-negotiable list for friendships. You should have a non-negotiable list, non-negotiables list for academics, if you're in academics, if you're in school and whatnot. And everything else, like, also a non-negotiable list for yourself. Like, what are you willing to tolerate? What are you willing to not put up with? What are you willing to change? What are you willing to work on? What are you willing to work on in therapy? Oh, girl. Yeah, that's the cat. But yeah, nonetheless, guys, this house is literally, like, definitely, like, cat energy. Like, this house, like, is so much cat energy. Like, all the cats come to this house. It's so funny. But anyways, happy Women's History Month to her as well. It's like, but anyways, I want to say, like, yeah, have non-negotiables for so many things, for everything in your life. And also in therapy, you know, I'm in therapy myself, and my last two sessions have been really fucking hard. Really hard. Really hard. Like, crying every session, realizing that it's okay to deep cry. I had, like, the two sessions ago, I was, like, deep sobbing. Like, I was sobbing. Like, I was just, like, devastated. I was, like, life is hard and no one seems to care. Like, I feel like, you know, it's just life right now, you know, and at least mine. Will it always last like this? I want to hope that it doesn't. But I will say that it does get really hard sometimes. And it's not easy, for sure. For sure. And then number three, I want to say for this one, number three that I can think of right now, at least personally, is, I want to say, I don't know how to word this, but I hope it's not, like, worded incorrectly or taken out of context, but ladies, I think it's time that we move through life without the male gaze approval. And I know that's an obvious one. I know that's a very obvious one. But unfortunately, I still see women doing that at their big ages. Like, there's a difference between wanting to be desirable versus doing everything to be desirable. And I will break that down as in, like, you want to be desirable to whatever it is you want in life. Like, it doesn't have to be even dating related. But if you want to attract a partner and whatnot, you want to be desirable and you want to feel desirable. But that doesn't mean you compromise what you want and what you believe in and your experiences, your non-negotiables for a partner, for a mate and whatnot. And with that being said, like, ladies, I really hate to break it to y'all, but it's okay to be desirable and want to be desirable, because I'd be lying if I said I don't want to get married. I'd be lying if I said I didn't want to have, like, a life partner. I'd be lying if I said those things. But I also want to admit that, like, I'm not going to compromise who I am to get those things or get a partner and have something called, quote, happily ever after. Because those who compromise what they desire and their non-negotiables, they compromise and negotiate differences and stuff like that. Things that you're not willing to negotiate differences or non-negotiables for a partner. But when you do them, it builds resentment. It builds stress. It builds building something with someone that you know is not going to end well or will end quickly. And I want to say that, like, ladies, it's okay to be wanting the desire to be desirable. But when you start to negotiate, change, and also on top of that, just compromise your non-negotiables in dating that you will absolutely not change your mind about. That's when it's a problem. That's when it's like, you shouldn't be doing this. And look, it's not to say that you can't change your thoughts and opinions. We're human beings. We change all the time. Women, I know for a fact, I personally change my mind every 5 minutes, you know? But when it comes to things that you feel that are not for you, or you just have non-negotiables that you know are not for you, that you know that you will not negotiate the differences with a partner or something along those lines, like, that's when it's time to let go. That's when it's time to really just find something else, find a different person, find another alternative. And myself, as someone younger, I'm all, like I said, I'm going to be 25 this year. Someone younger like me, like when I was like early 20s, I was desperate for the approval of men. It's not a good look. I feel like all women, we go through that phase where we're like, or at least straight women, I want to say, or essentially just all women. I feel like we all want to feel desirable, but we do it out of desperation for approval and to, you know, get a man or get a partner and whatnot. You'll only attract the wrong ones. That's the problem. And don't, let's not like shame, because we all have done it, you know. If you haven't, you're a liar, okay? We have. We've already done with that era, and it should be gone. Pack it up and move on. Never do that shit again. Because I did it once. I learned my lesson. I didn't want to ever do it again. I was only attracting guys in my life. I did not want that. And now I'm only attracting grown adults, grown women that have the same vision I do. Or at least that's what I want, you know? And attracting men that like are serious about themselves and serious about their life and only want, you know, to be successful and just want somebody to be along the way with them as well and to do life with them, you know? And so I say this to say all of this because I, as a woman, you know, moving through 20s, you know, mid-20s now, there is a difference between being desirable versus doing everything in your power to just be desirable and, you know, seeking for the male gaze and approval is not what's going to help. It's just going to make you unhappy at the end of the day. And like I said, we've all done it. I have done it in my past, doing it in my early 20s, and I'll never do that shit again. It's not great. It's only going to attract the worst type of guys in your life. And being the woman in your grown age, like if you're over 25, being like, oh, women aren't the problem, or women are such problems, there's so much drama, like women are drama, it's like, no, babe, that's you. Once you see the light, come back to us, and then we'll see if you can, you know, rejoin, if you will. But life goes on, and life keeps going, and women just are great, and women go through a lot. And we can sit here and do tit for tat, being like, oh, women suffer through a lot too, but so do men, you know? It's like, this isn't about that, though. This isn't about that. Do men suffer through a lot? Yeah. Yeah, they do. But whose fault is that? The patriarchy. Who designed that? Oh, right. Your fellow men have designed that. Men always complain about it, but it's like, bro, talk to your ancestors. They did that. Your fellow men of different generations did that to you. You can take that up with them. Sorry. Like, you can take that up with them. That has nothing to do with women. Taking your anger out on women because your life sucks and the patriarchy is just the common denominator of the problem. That's not really something that's valid. I'm sorry. But womanhood has been a ride, and I don't take it for granted. Womanhood is very difficult some days. I feel like I struggle with just being a woman, if that makes sense. Like, when I have my period, girl, ooh, you think I want to get out of bed? Hell no. You think I want to, like, go to work that day? Fuck no. But I want to say, like, for the women that are listening to this, I really hope that when you listen to this, you think about the good attributes about yourself. And if you're a man listening to this, thinking of like the woman that you admire the most in your life, or the women that you admire most in your life, that you look up to, that you idolize, I really hope that you think of them in a like positive light. And as I've gotten older, I feel like women, I feel like we make wrong mistakes, very wrong mistakes sometimes. We make very tough decisions. I think that my favorite lyric as of lately was the lyric by Alina Baraz, my favorite artist. I don't remember what song it was, but it's like, just because we're in love doesn't mean, just because we're in love doesn't mean we should be together. And I was like, ooh, I really like felt that in my soul. Like, I was like, ooh, girl. You kind of ate me up there. Like, I'm not gonna lie. I was like, yes, girl, that's the one. Like, and I also interpreted that as like career as well. Like, just because I love something doesn't mean it's like the right idea or it's the right choice or it's the right decision. You know, there's so many things you can interpret that as, like love, friendships, romance, career, whatever that is. It's like, just because you love something doesn't mean it's like the best decision for you, you know? Ooh. Yes, Kirby boy. But yeah. I honestly think, guys, I think that's it. Like, I don't really have too much. Like, I feel like Women's Month is like all about women, yes, but I feel like more importantly, it's moving through that, and I'm still learning myself, you know? I'm still learning that myself. And ladies, all that matters in this life is you choosing yourself and you loving yourself and not giving a fuck who gets mad about that. Simple as that. But with that being said, I'm outie. Whoa, excuse me. I'm out. And my son says bye. He's right here. You can see his little ear in the corner. Oh, that's cute. But, oh, his little nose. He's purring. Oh. All right, guys, I'm going to go hang out with my cat. We're going to chill. We're going to rot, you know. I'm going to warm up some soup. I'm going to edit this podcast. And I'm going to rot. I'm going to just lay here, eat some soup, make some popcorn, maybe smoke some weed. I don't know. But with that being said, ladies, love yourself. Think of yourself today in a more positive light. And learn that it's okay. Everything's going to be fine. And celebrate Women's History Month, Women's Month in general, doing what you love, whether it is passion, whether it's your favorite coffee in the morning, whether it's going to your favorite workout class, whatever that is, whatever it means to you, that it regards to self-love and self-care and self-gentleness, if that makes sense, to truly just go with that. Follow your heart. Do that. And with that being said, y'all, I'm out. I'll see you guys in the next episode. Happy Women's History Month. Send women money for their groceries and their caffeine addiction. Thank you.